B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Missy, what is happening with Justin that makes you think he's cheating on you?
We're engaged. We're going to get married. When I went to go throw away the trash, the big trash, like not the trash in the home, but you know, you have to wheel them out for them
sure.
to pick it up.
Yes.
I accidentally dropped my earring. So I had to like, man, this sucks. I have to take it out. I had to go into that trash can and find my earring. When I did that, I found black underwear that don't belong to me.
In the garbage can.
In the garbage can. Already ready to get evidence taken out of the house so I wouldn't be able to ask questions. So that made me feel very uncomfortable. I took a picture of the underwear and he told me, honey, you're going to laugh. It's nothing. I'll explain when I see you.
Okay.
But oh, so you have already confronted him.
Yes. And he said that he'll tell me when he comes home, but he's not coming home for another 3 days. And he's making it seem like it's not a big deal, but it's driving me crazy. Part of me feels like I'm being dramatic, but I am a woman. I'm about to commit my life to someone.
Yeah.
I need to make sure that I'm not being played already.
I get it.
I can't believe I'm calling you guys, but I have to do this.
I'm playing it out of my head too, Missy, and I just don't know what another reason for a woman's underwear to be in the garbage would be.
Unless he wears...
I mean, that can be...
Women's underwear. We've had that before. Okay, we're going to give him a call. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, try to remain quiet until we hear what he puts on the note, because that could tell, you know, a lot. All right?
Okay.
Okay, are you sure you want to do this?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay, here we go. I'm calling him up.
Hello?
Hi, Justin. My name's Cynthia. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is we are a brand new romantic gift company, and we are doing a grassroots marketing campaign where we're offering people free romantic roses to send to someone they love in exchange for telling someone about our services. It's completely free. Okay. I don't need a credit card from you. We're not charging delivery. It's not a reoccurring charge. We are just simply asking that you tell someone about our services.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah. Missy.
And what would you like to put on Missy's note?
Put, hey, Missy, I'm sorry you're mad at me. I promise I'll explain the whole underwear thing when I get home. Love you.
Oh, that's funny. But, what underwear thing? It sounds like maybe...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A good explanation for something.
It's kind of a long story.
Honey, I love you. Can you just explain it to me now? I need to know what this whole underwear thing is.
Hello?
Hey, Justin, your girlfriend, Missy. She's been on the phone the whole time because we're not actually a flower company. We're a radio show. We do a bit called War of the Roses where we try to catch cheaters.
We all are eager to know about the underwear because
right.
Missy told us she found it. So you got a lot of explaining to do.
So, okay.
Where was the underwear? In our trash can.
Okay. I can see how you would think that was kind of weird. So that's why I wanted to explain it to you in person. But what happened was, you remember the other night when I had that big client meeting and I took my clients back from the restaurant back to the hotel?
I remember.
So one of my female clients was sitting in the back seat And we were all having a good time and messing around. And she laughed so hard that she said she peed her pants. She peed in her panties a little bit. So she kept saying how, like, they were wet and how disgusting it was. So everybody was drunk, and I was just driving everybody. So they were like, I remember somebody saying, oh, you should take them off. It's disgusting. So she took them off, and she just left them in my car. So when I got home, I just found them in the back seat, and I just threw them away in the trash. So, again, I can see how you would think that something might be happening, but that's the story. That's what happened.
Do you buy that?
I do, but I do want to talk about it more when you do come home. I do love you. I do trust you. We're going to spend our life together, but the fact that somebody felt comfortable enough to take their underwear off in your car is not okay.
Mm.
But we can discuss that when you come home.
Okay. Like I said, that's totally understandable.
Okay, hey, bad news. There's no roses, Justin. So if you really want to send roses to Missy, you've got to do it on your own, okay, bud?
Okay, so I get embarrassed on the radio and no free roses?
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what happens. Well, half our audience is not going to believe you, dude, believe it or not. So, all right, I'm going to let him go. I let him go, Missy. So you got it, huh? You believe him? No cheating? You just want to have a conversation with him?
Yeah, I'm
going to
have a conversation with him.
I don't know if I buy it. I think maybe there needs to be, like, further investigation. I'd probably want to talk to the people that were in the car that night. I don't know.
She's going to do that.
Yeah. So. I mean, he did send the flowers to her, so that's a step in the right direction.
That's one of our telltale signs.
Yeah.
All right, Missy.
Yeah, he did admit it right when I asked him, so.
I would just say to fact check, Missy. It. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
Will you follow up with us and let us know how it turns out?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a call.
Perfect.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.